Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play a wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and making hate maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And I got to tell you, we are back. Finally. I think we have kicked this thing at about 4 o'clock this morning. And, well, you know, it just happened to be that it would be St. Patrick's Day. So, we, you know, I swear to you, for the last 2 days, I think I have seen leprechauns. I'm not kidding. I was that messed up. So we got things back in order here today, and we got some rodeo. We got some bull riding to talk about. But, hey, we got to talk about St. Paddy's Day, too. I mean, you know, really, come on, guys. Hopefully you're pulling out the green beer and pinching the young ladies that ain't wearing green. I know that that's always my favorite. So, anyways, rolling right along here, getting into the action. Hopefully most of you guys got to see Rodeo Houston last night. We'll talk a little bit about that. We've got Fresno coming up. Obviously, the cuts after this event. There's some guys that we know pretty well that are on the chopping block. And, you know, hopefully they'll turn out and have a really good weekend. You know, we got to kind of pull for them all. But unfortunately, not all of them are going to be able to stay with us after this cut. My curiosity is who's going to be moved up. Obviously, we've seen guys like Tony Mendez up there in the standings again. You know, is this an opportunity for him to step in? Could be. I mean, it poses a lot of questions. We won't know until after Fresno. Hopefully, these guys will bear down and get a grip. Let's see. Oh, I see Marty making a comment to my pinching the young lady's not wearing green. Well, you know what? That's when you just got to kind of be quick as lightning. You slip in, you do a quick pinch, and then you poof, disappear. So anyways, yeah, I won't let on all my trade secrets there. I don't want to have the county's finest coming knocking on my door either. So anyways, like I said, we are back in action. We are a little sleep-deprived, being that we were up until after 4 o'clock this morning. But finally, it got, you know, the meds kicked in. I think the fever broke. Everything was doing good. So other than being a little sleep-deprived, we're doing a lot better today. You're right, Christy. I see your comment in the chat room there. Yeah, these Cowboys that are on the chopping block better bring their A games. They're going to need them this weekend. They're going to have a lot of good bulls there. But this is a good opportunity for these guys, you know. And when, you know, seems like when a lot of these Cowboys, when their backs are against the wall, it's when they really seem to step out and make some things happen. Keeping our fingers crossed for guys like Brendan Clark, Travis Briscoe, you know, these guys that are sitting back there in the standings a little bit. Hopefully that they will have a really good weekend. I for one think that I'm actually going to pick Brendan Clark in my fantasy picks this week, just because of the fact that it's close to home for him. I think that he knows what's at stake, and I think that you're going to see him step up and make a good ride this weekend, or a couple good rides. But you know, on any given week, You know, you never know. So, let's see. Yeah, it absolutely should be an exciting event. So, with it being St. Patrick's Day, we're kind of going with a theme here, and you guys are just going to have to bear with me as we just kind of get things fired up, get you all excited about going out drinking the green beer and having a good time. Hopefully, you guys will be able to hang with us here tonight on as we sit back and watch the second semifinals of Rodeo Houston. I know I will be in there tonight, hopefully having a good time. And hopefully we'll be out there just, like I said, kick back and relax. I'm going to put some songs in your head, going to get you all thinking about St. Patrick's Day all weekend long. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight.
Cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. We're kicking things off right here on a Thursday, a St. Patrick's Day, as we pay tribute to the Irish. And I for one, have got to say that I have very limited Irish in me, but I did eat my Lucky Charms this morning, so if that counts, right? I know, bad jokes. You gotta bear with me there, fans. I'm a little tired this morning. So I see that Gabby is here in the chat room, but she can't log on. She's in as a guest and want to say howdy to you. I know that you have issues with it. I just don't think your computer likes the Blog Talk here too much. But we're going to say a big old howdy out to you. Anyways, like I said, kicking things off on a Thursday. Now, last night was the first semifinals round for Rodeo Houston, and let me tell you, it was a lights-out performance. We're seeing guys out there really lay things on the line when it came down to, and particularly the tie-down roping, I was really impressed with, as well as, I'm telling you, the horses come to buck in the bareback. It was so exciting. That was probably one of the most exciting performances in bareback riding I have seen in a long time. It was just one after another. I mean, those guys come to ride, and the horses come to buck. And I mean, we're talking about horses that were turning back right there at the gate, and I mean, just getting it on. And I was just so impressed with that. I know that a couple of the guys had some trouble in the steer wrestling again. It's been a rough, a rough go at it for some of those guys, but it was still a lot of fun. And, we really enjoyed sitting back and watching it. We did have a 3.9 run last night, so that was impressive. It wasn't the 3.2 that we saw during the first series, but it was still really good. And I, for one, have just enjoyed sitting back watching Rodeo Houston and watching all the coverage of it. Cannot wait for this weekend. I think that you're going to see these matchups. Tonight is the second semifinals. We're going to see 10 guys go at it, top four moving on. Now, the cool thing is tomorrow is going to be a wild card day, that they are also going to have a wild card performance where they're going to take the top 12 or the remaining six from each semifinal and bringing back two of them to compete in the finals on Saturday. So it's going to be lights out too. And I'm telling you, it's just going to get it more and more exciting from here on out through the rest of the weekend. So I, for one, will be tuned in. Hopefully you guys will too. Get over to Buckers now. You guys can log in using your Ustream account that you have right there for Making Eight or for Brendan's show. You can jump on board with us. Get on over there and sit down and talk with us. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you guys think about it. The Chuck Wagon races, always a blast to watch. The calf scramble, another one, just really funny to watch. I think it's impressive what they've done there at Rodeo Houston this year, and I know there's going to be a lot of money at stake this weekend, and these guys are hanging it out there on the line. We should see guys like Shane Hansey tonight up. The Cooper boys, I think, are going to be at it, so it's going to be real exciting. Gabby making the announcement, Renato will be back this weekend. And there's no doubt that you are excited for it, and we're glad for him as well. Be pretty impressive to see him come back and do a backflip right off on his first event, huh? So that'll be good to see Renato back in action and see how he's doing. And see how he's recovering. That'll be exciting to watch this weekend as well. I know that Saturday and Sunday, the performances will be at 8 o'clock on Versus. We're going to be listening to the live event center, listening to the audio, hopefully, if everything goes well and they have it up and running. So we'll be able to tune in there, kind of see what's going on ahead of time. So hopefully you guys will be tuned in as well. I know that we've got Miss Barbara that's going to be down there, hopefully sending us up lots of pictures and things. We want to be able to see what's going on from your standpoint, where you're sitting. I know that we got the fantasy picks coming around here this weekend as well. Hopefully you guys are getting out and making your fantasy picks. Like I said, I'm thinking that I may pick Brendan Clark. I think this may be a really good weekend for him, but I don't know. You guys tell me. What do you think? Let's see. Just trying to scroll down and see what we've got going on here. Got to check my Twitter and my Facebook. Got to stay up on those things, during the show. What's everybody doing? Is anybody going out tonight for St. Patrick's Day? I am not. I don't think that I've got it in me yet. Like I said, we just now kind of started getting up and getting around here about 4 o'clock this morning. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to. Is that the calf scramble? Thank you, Barb, for posting that out there. That was the late night with Jimmy Fallon, the calf scramble from Rodeo Houston that he participated in. That was hilarious. Absolutely, and thought that was the funniest thing. Yeah, it doesn't look like anybody's going out here today on St. Patty's Day, huh? Anybody else having corned beef and cabbage? You know that that's like the traditional Irish meal, I guess you could say. Is anybody else having corned beef and cabbage? I am not. I do not eat corned beef and cabbage. Now, I will tell you that the family is eating it on Saturday. Mrs. Making Aid is working today, so she said that she did not want to she wanted to wait till Saturday when she was off to be able to have her corned beef and cabbage. So, oh, yeah, I see Denise is making it right now. And glad that you're feeling good as well. I know you had to cut out a little bit early yesterday. You said you weren't feeling very good either, but I'm glad to see you back in action as well. Yes, Denise is making her corned beef and cabbage. I know that the Making Eight family will be having theirs this weekend. I, for one, will not be participating in the corned beef and cabbage. Thank you, Barb, for that. You know, I'll tell you, if you would like, you're welcome to come down here and eat my share of the corned beef and cabbage. I know that you said that you wish that you could be having it, but no one there likes it. So, yeah, you're more than welcome to come on down here and eat my share. I'll be happy to give it to you, believe me. And I, for one, like I said, I got into going out and drinking a few brewskis on St. Patrick's Day, wearing my green, you know, my little four-leaf clover, my little leprechaun hat or whatever, going out having a good time. The first time I really saw and really got into the corned beef and cabbage, and I mean, I couldn't get over it, but when I was up in Pennsylvania where I met Mrs. Making Eight, they actually paint the streets green and have a St. Patty's Day parade. Down here in Florida, I've never seen a St. Patrick's Day parade. Up there in the Northeast, they do religiously. And, I mean, like I said, the streets are painted green. It's green everywhere, you know. Now, I've seen them, you know, turn the water green and all that good stuff. And, you know, you drink your green beer, but, you know, seriously – they go way overboard, and then the corned beef and cabbage and everything, I couldn't get over it. So, like I said, I was not into the whole St. Patty's Day thing until I got up there into the Northeast and really saw what it was all about. So, but like I said, I don't mind going around pinching the girls that aren't wearing green. You know, that's one of my favorite pastimes there, I guess you could say. Let's see. Yeah, that's, you know, now, Denise, where exactly are you from? I'm catching in that people are going to the St. Patty's Day parade up there where you're at. Sounds like it's going to be a pretty wild weekend up there in your neck of the woods. Oh, okay. Another Buckeye girl. I see. Yeah, that would certainly fit in. We've seemed to be getting a lot of these Buckeye girls up there in that neck of the woods. Well, I say Buckeye girls, but we also have Mr. Marty Hill in there too. But maybe we'll call him a Buckeye girl too. Anyways, moving right along. Sorry about that, Marty. Don't mean to pick on you a whole lot there. Yeah. I know that up in Ohio, I believe that they're pretty big about their St. Patty's Day as well. Like I said, I never really got into it until I got up there. You know, us folks down here in the South, we're just happy with our sweet tea and, you know, we get a little bit of our moonshine. So, we're not as big into the St. Paddy's Day stuff down here. I saw that, Chrissy. That's a great comment posting out there. Reese Cates actually went hog hunting last night using some night vision glasses and things like that, or night vision scopes. That he sounded pretty excited. He actually got two of them, so it's kind of cool. I know that it was always cool when we were out, you know. Of course, when I was in the military, we weren't hunting hogs, but we've seen enough of them out there. And buffalo when I was out in California. So let's see. Marty, what are you saying here? You're going to get yourself in trouble there, amigo. Are you trying to say that you feel like a lady because you can't do anything? Are you trying to say that the ladies don't do anything at all? I'm going to try to get you. I'm going to put you on the spot here, Marty. That comment could have sounded a little bit of sexist, you know. That could get you in a whole lot of trouble there, Mr. Marty. Let's see. Looks like everybody's out having a good time, and you know, we're just looking to have some fun. A sissy. So are you trying to say that all the cowgirls out there are sissies? I'm just trying to get you in trouble here, Marty. So, anyways, hold on to your hats, folks. Marty's going to open his mouth and insert his foot, his good foot. Anyways, moving right along, we got about 35 minutes left in the show. Got some cowboy logic for you coming your way. What do you guys think about this upcoming cut that they're going to be making after Fresno? I'm a little concerned. I mean, I think that Brendan Clark will be able to find a way to stay in. I would say that I think that the PBR is going to keep him around as long as they possibly can, you know. But he's got to start making some bull rides, you know. I think that this could be a really good week for him here in Fresno. And like I said, I think I'm going to go ahead and pick him. And I do see the Shannon Taylor line just opened up, that Miss Shannon has jumped on board with us as well. You missed the first part of our show, darling. I know you're wearing green out there. I saw your shirt. We're actually going with the whole St. Paddy's Day theme today as we're celebrating our St. Patrick's Day. And like I said, I make it my personal mission just to walk around and pinch any of the young ladies that are not wearing green. So if you're a young lady out there today and you are not wearing green, do me a favor, pinch yourself and just consider it to be from Making Eight. I know that Brendan Clark, I know that Travis Briscoe, going back looking at the cut sheets, let me see, where did I see that article? I know that Travis Briscoe, let's see, just scrolling on down here, Cody Campbell, Douglas Duncan, and Brian Canner are all within 100 points of that 30th place spot. So those are the ones that I know of that are kind of on that borderline. So I know that they're kind of on that chopping block. So let's see. It looks like you guys are going to get Marty in trouble. And that's good. I'm glad that we kind of got him in trouble there in the chat room. Shannon, I know that you're not able to join us there in the chat room, but we're having a good time. We're giving Marty a hard time because he made a statement out there that sounded a little sexist to me. So I just kind of brought it out there since there's a bunch of you lovely young ladies out there. You know, he was making a comment saying that he feels like a lady because he can't do anything. So to me, that sounded like he was saying that the ladies don't do anything. You know, Gabby, I see your comment in there about Stormy. I don't see his name out there. Now, he may have been in as a alternate anyway, filling in one of the injury slots. I don't know that for sure. I'll have to go back and look at the standings, which we may do here in about the next 5 minutes as soon as I get a chance. Oh, looks like Miss Shannon had to jump off the line here with us. We'll have to give her a hard time about that. She's running in and out. But anyways, I've got some good tunes that we're going to throw at you here during our next break. So we'll throw some things out there to you. I can promise you by the end of the day, you're going to have these songs running through your head, and you're going to be shooting Making Eight by the end of it. I know that this next song that I'm going to throw out here to you, it's more of a, I don't know, it's just a kind of cool beat, but I'll tell you, once you get it in your head, it is hard to get it out. So we'll see if you guys can actually get this song out of your head. That's the only reason why I'm playing it, so y'all have to bear with me. I see that, my comment out there may have actually helped you guys out, referring to you young ladies out there, and you guys certainly are young. Y'all are all young in my book because you're as young as you feel, and I know that each one of you guys out there just really, you feel so young hanging out with these lovely cowboys and being a huge fan. Wow, looks like Miss Shannon has actually jumped back on here with us, so we're going to have to get a rope and swing around her because she's in and out. But glad that she's able to stick out here with us today. And by the way, Shannon, I'm actually feeling better. I think my fever broke at about 4 o'clock this morning. However, I'm a little sleep deprived. So, if you'll have to excuse the rough around the edges. But, yeah, so we're a little sleep deprived, but we've gotten it back together. I think we're feeling much better today. What are we going to talk about now? We got about 30 minutes left in the show there, fans. Like I said, we got, we're open for your questions, comments. Being that we've been under the weather so long these last couple days, I haven't been able to get a whole bunch of notes. I will tell you that I know that Travis Briscoe has been out traveling with Austin Meyer, Skeeter, and Ryan Dirt Eater. So, I know that he's looking to try to pick himself up and get himself back in there within that top 30 comfortably so he can continue to move on. That is kind of interesting. I see a comment coming in there from Miss Christy that Stormy, she's actually hearing that Stormy hates to fly and like going to the smaller events within driving distance, and that his grandpa actually owns a plane. So that is kind of interesting. That's an interesting bit of news that I was not aware of. Yes, that's a great comment that you're posting out there too. Barb is posting out, Rodeo Austin is actually offering a daily pay-per-view. I will tell you this, that it's been presented to me to do that, to go out and do live video streams, but offer them as a pay-per-view for you, the fans. And I've refused it. I told them we won't go to it because of the fact that I don't believe that we should be charging you, the fans, to watch that type of rodeo. I think that it could possibly go to it, but I can tell you that as long as Making Eight is doing these broadcasts, that we're not going to be charging. I think that as long as we can get sponsors on board to pay for it, I think we need to offer it for free. I think you guys deserve to see it. Now, I will tell you this. With Rodeo Austin, I think that it's a little excessive with their pricing. I mean, come on, $7 a night or $75 for the entire package? I can't see paying that kind of money to watch a live video stream like that, granted, you see every night of Rodeo Austin, but, if it was the finals, I would consider that. But I can't see, I just really cannot see doing it for that length of time. For the Extreme Bull Series, I may have purchased the other day had I known about it. I would have probably purchased the Extreme Bulls. But other than that, I'm just not that interested in paying that kind of price for it, And you know what? That's another great comment there too, Barb. It absolutely better be a fantastic stream. You know, in order to produce something like that worth the pay per view. You know, but and it's one thing to do a pay per view thing if you're doing it for the right reasons. You know, I for one am not going to pay to have Rodeo Austin make the profit off of it. Now, if it was for a benefit bull ride or something like that, yeah, I would absolutely contribute to it, you know, which may be something that comes down the road with Making Eight, that if we get tied into doing some fundraiser type things, in order to help raise money for the particular benefit, we may do a pay-per-view type thing. Where if you guys feel like you guys want to contribute, that could be a way that you guys are contributing, because 100% of those dollars would go into the, you know, the benefit that we would be doing. You know, so I can see it on those type of things, but I can't see paying $7 a night to watch the rodeo stream. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'll catch the last day of it or something like that, try to catch up on all that's happened during Rodeo Austin. But I can't foresee paying that kind of money for it. You know, I just think that it's a little excessive. So so anyways, that's just my opinion on it, you know. But, you know, we're going back into the whole Last Cowboy Standing and the pay-per-view thing there, you know. I mean, to pay $30 for a one-time event, you know, that's the average to watch it on, like, a television network, you know. I mean, like I said, $49 is usually the common price to pay for a pay-per-view event like that, you know. That I can see paying for. But just to watch an everyday rodeo as Rodeo Austin, I can go pay $10, a ticket and go watch a rodeo any number of nights, you know, out there and support the actual event themselves. I don't know. I just have a hard time paying $7 a night to watch it. I think that, you know, paying $7 for a weekend or, you know, like the PBR did with their finals, you know, something like that, I would absolutely agree with, but I don't know. I just can't see paying that kind of money for that length of time. I mean, Rodeo Austin goes till what? I mean, the last week in, to like, what, the 26th or something like that of March? I mean, that's, you know, to me, that's just a little too excessive. So, anyways, with that being said, we got about 25 minutes left in the show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we talk more bull riding, more rodeo with you guys, the fans, right here on Making Eight. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hold on tight, I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. Can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. Double docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking, never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and it's free. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Folks, it's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Well, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. We're having some...
Hi, this is World Champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
Well, there it would be. Yeah, our computer's kind of locking up. We're in overdrive right here, trying to get some stuff tuned in and keyed up here for the towards the ending of our show. We'll tell you that we've got some good cowboy logic that we're working on here. So, and I see that the comment coming in that Miss Gabby said that she's not wearing green. So, Miss Gabby, if you would, please just reach down there and pinch yourself there once for making eight, being that you're not wearing green and you're admitting it to all of us. So, anyways, Miss Sandy, I see that you're joining us here. 2G Bucking Bulls is in the house. And want to say that we're feeling much better today. Thank you. But we are a little sleep deprived. So, you know, the little witty comments and things like that, you'll just have to bear with us. So, anyways, moving right along here, we're kind of fired up. We're excited about what's going on, and we're just having ourselves a good old time here on a Thursday, St. Patrick's Day. We're ready to kick things off and do it in a big way. We're out having fun, and that's what it's all about right here, just having a good time. Hopefully, my song will be uploaded. Yeah, I'm back to my usual mischief. Thank you, Miss Gabby, for that compliment there. I did not know that I was that I caused so much mischief out there, but I'm glad that we do, and I'm glad that you guys seem to enjoy it enough to keep tuning in. But anyways, back to the bull riding, back to the rodeo action. Like I said, we'll be tuned in tonight watching the second semifinals of Rodeo Houston. If you missed last night, I'm telling you, you missed an action-packed event all the way around. Now, I will tell you that my girl, Miss Lindsay Sears, has to go back on Friday to compete. She was, I believe, two places out. I think she finished sixth. So, unfortunately, she's going to be in the wild card round on Friday, which would be tomorrow. And we absolutely am going to be pulling for her to make it into the championship round on Sunday, or Saturday, I'm sorry. But, yeah, we're going to be fired up for that. I know there's a couple of the other guys that we'll be looking forward to see if they make it back as well. And then, of course, we've got the top four from tonight's round will be moving on, and then the other six will be competing tomorrow night in the wild card round. Now, it's going to be 12 athletes per event, 12 contestants per event, and then they'll be bringing two back into the championship round out of those 12. So it's going to be a heated race. I can't wait for tomorrow because I think those guys are going to really have to lay it on the line in order to be able to be one of those top two. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to pay off. Last night the barrel racing was, it was very, very close. And, you know, I just enjoyed every bit of it. So, you know, it's one of those deals that, you know, when it comes down to it, the amount of money that's at stake there at Rodeo Houston, these guys are going to really lay it on the line, these cowboys and cowgirls. And I, for one, am going to be tuned in. I'm hoping that we can get all of you Making Eight Maniacs on board over there with us. We've had a great time over there, Buckers, now, being able to sit back and chat, watching the broadcast. And it really is. It's just a whole lot of fun. Thank you, Ms. Barb, for posting that as well. She's actually got some of the highlights from Rodeo Houston out here during their first five Super Series. And get over there to check them out, kind of get up to date as to what's going on, and then come back here with us tonight. 8 o'clock Eastern time is when it starts. And like I said, we'll be tuned in. We'll be set up. We've got our Ustream chat that's set up through Making Eight, or if you use it for Brendan's show, just log in with that. Come on over, sit down and chat with us. We want to have a good time with you guys, and we really have. I know that Barb has been out there. We've had a lot of our Making Eight Maniacs out there with us, and we'd love to have you guys over there again. This is the final weekend. This is when the competition's really going to get hot. It really is. Anyways, got to check my Twitter updates here to see what's going on in the world of Twitter land. And, I'm trying to see. It looks like Miss Shannon is waving back to everybody here with Making Eight. Looks like I'm going to have to go back down. Wow. Yeah, you know, Marty, back to your comments there in the chat room, and you're referencing, you know, these young ladies and saying that you feel like one of them because you do nothing. Miss Shannon says that she's not happy about it. She might just push one and give you a whooping. So, yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't hesitate to answer her call. So Marty, you might have gotten yourself in a whole lot of trouble. It just depends on what Miss Shannon's got going on. Moving right along here, we got about 15 minutes left in the show. We got some good cowboy logic for you here today, and hopefully we'll get this song uploaded. I've been working behind the scenes here trying to get some songs uploaded during this broadcast, and that's why things were kind of freezing up on me here the last few minutes. Oh, wait, you know what? I've got it. Good deal. So we're going to close out with a really good song. This is a good drinking song, a good Irish drinking song. Get you all fired up. You know that over there in Europe, and I know that Jens and some of the other European bull riders that are tuned in can attest that soccer is a huge event over there in Europe. And I know that they all sit back and they, you know, they drink and have a great time. So this is my St. Patrick's Day, dedication to you, the Europeans over there. And hopefully you guys will really enjoy it. It'll be fun. So we're going to close out with that song here at the end of our St. Patty's Day special. Let's see. Oh, it looks like Miss Shannon is actually getting some dares. Everybody's kind of antagonizing her to call in and give Marty a whooping that he deserves. So the challenge is out there to you, Miss Shannon. I don't know how busy you are there at work on a Thursday, but yes, you, the fans, the Making Eight Maniacs are on board asking you to do it. So they want you to give him a big earful. And like I said, we'll be happy to take your call, but understand if you can't because you're busy, because you're working, we're just glad that you're able to tune in here with us. So anyways, you know what? Speak of the, I won't say devil because I don't want to get myself in trouble, but here she is, Miss Shannon. Miss Shannon, how are you?
Working hard is how I am.
Well, obviously harder than Marty because, you know, he has the time, obviously, to make those type of comments saying that, you know, he feels like a lady, that he can't do anything. And to me, it sounded like he was saying that the women don't do anything.
Oh, boy, you are just cruising for trouble all over the place. Not only am I working hard in a government job, but I am multitasking to participate with the maniacs, deal with the taxpaying customers, doing my paper pushing, and getting it all done at the same time.
I hear you. And you know what? I don't envy your job at all. But to have to sit back, I know what it's like just for me to have to try to manage the show and do my multitasking there on Twitter and everything. I can't keep up. So you guys have me beat by a long shot.
Not to mention, you know, if he pays close attention, I do believe we've got a lot of hardworking women that participate in this show, including one who runs home on her lunch break just to participate in the show. Another one who's running a nice little ranch going on there, raising some bucking bulls and running to rodeo. And, you know, I don't know where he gets this, but apparently he ain't hanging around with the right type of women.
I know it, right? Yeah, I agree with you. I will never say anything bad about the Making Eight Maniac young ladies out there, that because they are hard workers and they have to work that extra harder just to be able to tune in to our lunch hour shows, you know. So I give you guys all the credit in the world, and I'm gonna stand behind you. And you can call me a coward, or you could just call me really a smart man. But I've been around that block. I've been married for 11 years for a reason.
Exactly, and you know darn good and well that, you know, when you're out on the road trying to get the show going and, you know, get all your broadcasting done, you know who's at home running the show, you know who's taking care of everything.
That's right. Yep. She is the boss. She is the
behind
boss.
Behind every man just standing there is a hard-working woman getting it all done.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Shannon. Well, are you enjoying your St. Patrick's Day?
You betcha. I got my Irish going on, and, you know, I'm wearing my, as you saw from my new avatar, my PBR Get Lucky 8 Seconds T-shirt that I bought a few years ago and finally found that I'd stuffed in a closet. So I went ahead and, you know, did my St. Patty's Day avatar, so we got it going on, and we got a food day here at work that we make green themed. So we got some interesting food going on. We've had a lot of things that people put green food coloring in that you probably should never do that, but it's still edible.
I hear you. Well, I'm glad you guys are out having fun, Miss Shannon, and make sure to enjoy the day. Be safe, and look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Are you working tomorrow, or are you going to be able to join us in the chat room?
This is my Friday to work, so I will be listening on the phone again, but you can bet next Friday I will, even though I am going to be out and about getting my hair done on my off day, I am taking the laptop with me so I can sit in my sister's salon and get in the chat room with y'all, because I don't want you bitching again that you got these Friday shows going because I was complaining and then I'm not in the chat room.
That's right. That's right. Well, we look forward
so
to having you out
there's
here
another hardworking woman who's multitasking, getting her hair done and taking the laptop with her so she can get in the chat room with the maniacs.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Marty says that he is very sorry. I think that you put him in his place.
Well, tell him we'll only forgive him once, you know. So
that's right.
Let's watch it next time. But howdy to everybody out there. I know y'all are in the chat room, and I hate it that I'm not in there. I absolutely miss when I'm in the chat room because y'all are just a bundle of fun, and we have a good time. So
absolutely.
I will catch up with everybody on Twitter in a while, and I'm glad you're feeling better, Scott. So.
Well, thank you, Miss Shannon. I appreciate that.
All right. Y'all have a good St. Patrick's Day, and try not to drink too much green beer. It comes out looking funny in the end.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye. All right. There you go, Miss Shannon Taylor. Taylor Truck and Auto. And I'll tell you, she I think put Marty in his place. Good on you there, mate. I'm glad. That was absolutely hilarious. And we absolutely love having Shannon jump on board here with us all the time. Or any one of you making Eight Maniacs. You guys are just the greatest, and we have a lot of fun with you. Having a lot of fun here on a St. Patrick's Day Thursday. We kind of kick back. But I got to tell you, we're sort of winding things down towards the end of our show here. And I got to throw out my cowboy logic for the day. You know, we've been kind of behind the eight ball here and not been getting it done as frequent as we should. However, this week we've been on a roll giving it to you. So, you know, this is some really good cowboy logic that I really think plays into effect for each and every one of us, and it's really good for us to sit back and think about. This one here is, you know, another one that's courtesy of Michael Jordan. If you guys are not following him on Twitter, you really ought to, because this guy is really inspiring and putting out some really good quotes. But one of the things that he put out yesterday was, never sell yourself short because of things you've been through. You could play a key role in someone's life as you inspire them from your story. So, you know, as we're going through our tough times, don't ever sell yourself short. And, you know, you have an opportunity to be that example. And, you know, just because your story is something tragic for you, it may help somebody in the long run. So, therefore, it could be beneficial. And, you know, it's something that, you know, it would be absolutely great, you know, for each and every one of us to think about. So there's your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of Michael Jordan. You know what? Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll try to make some arrangements there. I see some of the comments that are coming in the chat room, and that kind of brings up some really interesting things that maybe we could do some sort of day in the life series where we could have an opportunity to go out and visit some of you making eight maniacs, hardworking, good old fashioned bull riding rodeo country folks. And maybe we can come pay you guys a visit and show some of the other fans what day in the life is like for you. Maybe we'll set something like that up. I've got some ideas, and, you know, we're going to be heading out to Oklahoma very shortly, so our first stop could be at the 2G Ranch. Maybe we'll do something like that. And you know what? Here's another good cowboy logic. Just came across the line. This is breaking news right here. Another one from Michael Jordan, MJ himself. Everyone has answers, but always remember, the answers they have are only the ones that work for them. So there's some more cowboy logic for you today, courtesy of MJ. I'm telling you what, I got to love his inspirations. I'm telling you, his logic for the day really makes us think about everything. And don't talk to me about being a furrier there, Mr. Marty, because Brian Corson is a furrier down here, and him and I have been out shoeing horses left and right. I don't have a problem keeping up there. But I think that would be a really cool thing. Maybe we'll do that. As we get out on the road, maybe we'll do a day in the life series, and we'll sit back and we'll kind of find out just how hard our making eight maniacs really are. And, you know, who knows? We may just drop in your neck of the woods and give you a call and say, hey, we want to drop in and we want to give the fans a taste of what it's like to be walking in the 2G Bucking Bull shoes. And, you know, like I said, we're heading out there to Oklahoma here in the next couple months. Now, we're hoping to be out there beginning of next month. I'm not sure if that's going to happen still due to the fact that my, you know, identity got mistakenly replaced by somebody else's in the IRS category. So now I had to go and file, you know, my tax papers and things like that. It's crazy. But anyways, so long story short, we may be delayed just a little bit there getting things and getting out there to Oklahoma, but we are heading out that way, so you guys stay tuned. I've got to tell you guys, please, if you guys get a chance, tune in to BuckersNow.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and click on the link. It'll take you over there. I know that Barb has been posting the link out there. Follow Facebook and Twitter as we send you guys the link as to where we're going to be. Get over there and chat with us as we watch the final semifinals of the Super Series, and they get ready for the wild card Friday and then on Saturday. That starts at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll be back at it for another Lunch Hour Rodeo show right here with Making Eight. So until then, fans, y'all get a grip. We'll see you then.
Johnson of CatJohnson.net with Makin' Eight.